This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Why is it that the poorest people in Michigan, the ones who face the biggest struggles to find jobs and then get to those jobs, are the ones paying the highest auto insurance rates in the nation? Insurance companies blame the high volume and high cost of claims. They point to vehicle theft rates in Detroit, for instance, that are almost 7 times the national rate. But are there things that can be done to help lower-income people in cities like Detroit and Flint get affordable car insurance? And looking at Michigan as a whole, Stephen Gersten is with us now. He is a Detroit-area attorney. And Steve, from your experience, what do you think is behind these highest-in-the-nation car insurance rates that we see in Michigan?
I think the biggest thing is we have no transparency. Michigan is one of the few states that doesn't require the insurance companies to let us know what they're making, their profit margins on the auto line. So we really have no idea how profitable they are.
And so give me a, for instance, where that information is out there. How does it play out? Give me a state where that transparency is there.
Sure. So for example, you could have a state like Missouri, and their insurance commissioner can look at State Farm and say, you know, you don't need to make 25% profit margin on your auto line. Maybe 15% is reasonable. In Michigan, we don't have that. What we have, they call it a free market, but with the insurance companies, it's really more of a cartel, and people don't realize that. So we have these really serious criminal and civil penalties that force people to drive and purchase no-fault insurance. Right?
Making all of us who are motorists.
Right.
Have to do it.
You have to do it. You have to do it, or there are very serious criminal penalties and civil penalties. But then Michigan's one of the only states in the entire country that doesn't say, okay, we're going to force you to purchase auto insurance, but we don't give our insurance commissioner then the power to look at what the insurance companies are charging to determine whether or not it's excessive. So what you can do, and by the way, there are some insurance commissioners like our former one, Jay Angoff, who said that Michigan insurance companies are making clearly excessive profits. You can extrapolate. For example, we know they're not losing money. We know they're not leaving the state. In 2011, which is the last published data that we have from the state of Michigan, we know that they took in over $2 billion more than what they paid out in claims. But we really have no transparency. So, you know, the old adage is measure twice, cut once. Here, they've really taken control of the debate because now we're talking about what things we should cut away from no fault, which means what things we should take away from the people who are most vulnerable and need it most. Instead of saying, wait a minute, we may not need to do anything. Why don't we just take a look and see how much money these auto insurance companies are making on their auto lines.
Has there been any effort in Lansing that you've seen to make that transparency happen?
Yes. There have been a number of bills that have been proposed by Democratic legislators, which have gone nowhere in a Republican-controlled Senate. And, you know, it's funny because what you have is a giant shift, and this has been very political. It's been politically motivated all along. When the Republicans took control of all three branches of government in Michigan, all of a sudden, you went from the insurance companies saying that they are profitable, that Michigan No Fault is the most efficient and effective auto insurance in the country, to completely changing their tune now and saying, oh, unlimited, reasonably necessary medical benefits, we have to stop that.
Because it's making everybody pay more is what
exactly.
We're told.
But the problem is, and this is, by the way, what some very financially conservative Republicans like L. Brooks Patterson from Oakland County has been saying all along, which is, wait a minute, stop. Give us the data first. Let's have some transparency before we start making these changes to our auto no-fault system, which has been universally praised as the best in the country. Hmm. And people don't realize that.
And, of course, the Oakland County executive, Mr. Patterson, knows from firsthand experience from the terrible car crash that he was in how quickly the shoe's on the other foot.
Sadly. And, you know, yeah. I'll use that as an example. And L. Brooks was covered by workers' comp as well. But so when we talk about changing no fault, the question I would always start with is compared to what? What state do we want to model after? Because what most people don't understand is how lucky we really are in Michigan. So in most other states, if you get in a serious car accident, what's going to happen is you're going to face financial ruin. You probably are going to have to end up declaring personal bankruptcy, and you end up on Medicaid. And that's what happens unless you have great health insurance in most other states, especially the pure tort states. And there are 38 pure tort states in America today.
And that means?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a great question. So Michigan is a no-fault state. And what that means is just like the term no fault, it means regardless of fault. That's why we call it no fault. We're going to pay all reasonably necessary medical care and treatment for you for as long as you need. That means no matter how expensive the surgery, no matter how terrible the brain injury, no matter how bad the spinal cord injury, you can get some of the best treatment available. It also includes things like 3 years of wage loss, attendant care if you're catastrophically injured, you need help with bathing and dressing yourself. Really great benefits. In pure tort states, they get none of that. And they are playing Russian roulette and depending entirely on what the policy limits are of the person who caused the accident. That's it. And most other states—
The person who caused it.
Exactly. And what their insurance is. In most other states, they have minimum policy limits of $10,000 or $20,000. So if someone has hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical debt, then $10,000 or $20,000 doesn't pay very much, and they're really facing financial ruin. Michigan, we're receiving some of the best care in the nation, and people aren't facing financial ruin. And the best part about it is we're paying about $300 more than the rest of the country, including the pure tort states where they don't receive anything. So for $300, and by the way, $300 is also inflated, mind you, because in Michigan we have credit scoring.
I want to get into that with you now, too. I'm talking with Detroit area attorney Stephen Gersten as we explore just what's behind the fact that people in Michigan are paying among the highest auto insurance, if not the highest auto insurance rates in the entire nation. And you talk about the credit scoring, and this is where people with poor credit scores will pay more for auto insurance. Why is this a particularly big issue in Michigan versus other states?
Well, in other states, it's illegal, in most other states. In Michigan, it was illegal until the Republican Supreme Court in 2010 changed their mind and said it's now legal. But, you know, let's call credit scoring what it is.
Okay.
Credit scoring is legalized discrimination against the poor. And because it's against the poor, it's adversely affecting minorities more.
So you see this as a civil rights issue?
This is absolutely a civil rights issue. And there's no reason that someone with the exact same driving record in Detroit as someone in Bloomfield Hills should be paying twice as much for their auto insurance. You know, there was a great study on the internet by WalletHub, the consumer website, that found Allstate is charging almost 120% more for people who are poor than people who aren't. And credit scoring is a really big issue.
And what justification do insurers offer? Are they trying to make a case that if someone's in credit trouble with the associated poor credit scores, they're a bigger risk for the insurer than someone with a good credit record?
So the insurers will say that it's justified because poor people make more claims. There was a little bit of a false logic there, though, because poor people normally have lower deductibles. So of course they're making more claims. They have a lower deductible. But credit scoring, not only does it adversely impact the poor and minorities, it affects people with good credit who don't want to have credit card debt, people who prefer to pay cash. So it's really a perverse thing. And as anyone who's ever had a problem on their credit history knows, these are also notoriously inaccurate and difficult to change.
Tough to shake off.
Yeah, really.
Challenge.
So that $300 amount where Michigan pays more than the national average is, I think, also artificially inflated, because it does take into account markets like Detroit and like Flint, where it's artificially inflated twice as high because of things like credit scoring.
But let me ask you now about something that the insurance companies are very quick to point to, and that is vehicle theft rates. When you look at, for example, Detroit's rate last year, I saw was 1,534 stolen vehicles per 100,000 residents, and that is nearly seven times the national rate. Are they supposed to just look the other way?
No. That's an insurable risk. That's a defined insurable risk, vehicle theft. So is collision. So is third-party injury and tort. So is no-fault PIP. So what we really should be doing is instead of just making it this giant, massive lump sum that most people in Detroit can't afford, which is why, by the way, over 50% of the drivers in Detroit are driving, they call it driving dirty, you know, driving without insurance.
Or bare. And 21% in Michigan, right?
Car insurance, 21% in Michigan.
It's a pretty high percentage.
It's incredibly scary. And if you want to talk about Mayor Duggan's proposal, because I think that's a little bit misguided on how he's going to fix it, I'm happy to do so. But, you know, but what I'd like to do is insurance companies should define each risk separately and people should pay a premium to insure against it. If people want to have affordable no-fault insurance, for example, no-fault PIP, first-party benefits or tort.
And PIP meaning?
PIP is what I refer to as first-party no-fault insurance, which is your medical, your wage loss, your replacement services, your medical mileage, your attendant care. It's all the things that make Michigan have the best system in the entire nation. That's why I refer to it as PIP. It stands for Personal Injury Protection Benefits.
I want to get your thoughts on Mayor Duggan's proposal. He's trying to do something for Detroiters where it's unbearable. And as you say, more than half drivers can't. We know that there are people who won't claim that they live in Detroit so that they can get insurance elsewhere. So there's just all kinds of pressure on people. What is it that you feel is misguided about his plan?
So I think the idea is great. Mm-hmm. We have to do something to lower the price of auto insurance in Detroit.
Yeah.
The problem is that Mayor Duggan's plan doesn't do that. It fails in its most basic premise, which is that people won't have to leave Detroit because auto insurance will be so much more affordable in the suburbs. What Mayor Duggan has said is instead of giving you unlimited necessary medical care for life, we're going to cap you at $25,000. It's pretty draconian. We're also going to have managed care with doctors that we appoint who are going to determine and pre-authorize what's medically necessary. And in exchange for these really draconian changes in people's no fault, we're only going to reduce the price you pay by 25 to 30%, which means when all is said and done, Detroiters are still paying more than they are in the surrounding suburbs and other cities.
And getting less.
And getting nothing in return.
Mm-hmm.
So if the whole reason for de-insurance is to keep people in Detroit and keep people from leaving the city, then it fails in its most basic aim because people are still going to be paying more and they're going to be getting almost nothing in return. So I think it's a disaster.
And let's get your thoughts on the push in Lansing to reform Michigan's no-fault insurance. Just to kind of recap it, we've talked about it on Stateside, but this overhaul would cap the price medical providers could charge for caring for crash victims and would limit the amount of money that would be paid to provide home health care. And in return, motorists should expect to see about $100 savings in our auto insurance for 2 years. Is that about what you've heard?
That's about what I've heard.
Thoughts are?
You know, I feel like the Indians that bought a beaded necklace and gave away the island of Manhattan to the Dutch explorers, we are giving away everything and getting almost nothing in return. So I go back to the transparency issue, because if the auto insurers really are making excessive and unreasonably high profit margins, then we don't need to make changes to no fault. And we really can have the best of both worlds. We really can have our cake and eat it too. We can keep these great no fault benefits intact and really lower the price of auto insurance. That's what transparency does. The auto insurance companies are refusing to release the data. So right now, we're seeing these Republican legislators who really, let's face it, they're doing this at the behest of the insurance lobby. They're making all these changes that the insurance companies want, because obviously if you can cap your no-fault medical, then those profit margins are going to be increased even further. But we don't even know if it's necessary to do so. Listen, there are a lot of things you can do to lower the price of auto insurance in Michigan, and I've written and I've spoken mm-hmm. widely on this subject, and I have my own ideas, but I really do think the first step is transparency.
Besides writing letters to legislators in Lansing and voicing their opinion, but are there things that we as individual motorists can do to lower the rate?
So I'll give you a couple great tips.
Give me some tips.
No one should use a captive insurance agent. And by captive, I mean an agent who only sells one line of insurance. State Farm, Allstate. Everybody should use an independent insurance agent that can quote from many different companies, because what's going to happen is when you get quotes, the best quote from 30 different insurance companies, you're going to have normally hundreds and hundreds of dollars of savings. The other reason I have a problem with captive agents is because if their specific insurance line doesn't offer a coverage, even if it's incredibly important, like under insurance, that most of your listeners don't know about, but which is probably the most important thing they could ever have, they're not going to tell you about it.
What is that?
So I'm glad you asked. Because most people in Michigan are driving around with 20,000 minimum tort bodily injury limits, which means even if you're, God forbid, paralyzed or have lots of broken bones, the most you can recover is $20,000. These people are underinsured. So underinsurance protects you against being hit by an underinsured driver. Mm. And for a really small amount of money, and I always compare it to buying popcorn and drinks at a movie, you can purchase $250,000 or $500,000 worth of extra insurance to protect you against an uninsured or an underinsured driver. The problem in Michigan is our law doesn't require an agent to even inform you that these coverages exist. So if an insurance company doesn't offer it, and some of the biggest ones don't, they're not going to tell you. You could have all the insurance in the world to protect someone else if you cause an accident, but people want to protect their families. They want to protect the people they love. And they don't even know about things like uninsured motorist coverage or underinsured motorist coverage. So if I work in Detroit, where 50% of the drivers on the road don't have insurance, you kind of have to have your head examined if you don't have uninsured motorist coverage or underinsured motorist coverage to properly protect you.
I think a lot of people think, well, no fault means it's just I'm going to take care of myself. There's no fault.
Right. What it does mean, and this is why Michigan's no-fault system is great, is it will cover all reasonable medical treatment and care. But guess what? If you can never go back to work and if you are going to now suffer hundreds of thousands of dollars in economic loss over the course of your lifetime, all right, your leg got fixed, but it's not going to make you whole. And what uninsured and underinsured motorist does is it basically steps into the shoes of that uninsured or underinsured driver and makes up the difference. So you are at least financially made whole from your losses.
Steve, what hope do you hold out, legitimate hope, that there would be the political will in Lansing at some point to effect change?
Michigan's system is great, but that doesn't mean it can't be made better. And there are certain things I would like to see. You know, one of the things I've spoken out against, and it doesn't make me very popular with some of my brothers and sisters in the trial bar, but Michigan has a problem with ambulance chasing. We have a problem with insurance fraud on both sides, by the way. What insurance companies do to people in Michigan is also incredible because Michigan doesn't have bad faith laws, so they can get away with things that they can't get away with in many other states. But we have a problem with lawyers too. And I was very happy that Mayor Duggan, for the first time in the last week of May, spoke before the Senate Insurance Committee and said, you know, Detroit has a problem with these billboard lawyers because what's happening is they're working in cahoots in these medical legal referral services where they're driving up costs. Other states have been very successful in stopping it, and Michigan has not.
That's a big thing.
That's a driver of costs.
Yes.
That's a driver of costs. And in fact, it's really sad, but one of the companies in Florida that the attorney general stopped has now actually come to Michigan to do the same thing. That's not exactly the kind of business that Mayor Duggan was hoping to bring to Detroit. So I'd like to see us tighten control of ambulance chasing, frankly. I think it gives lawyers and my profession a black eye. I think eventually we will need some reasonable medical provider fee schedules, not the really draconian types that have been proposed by the Republicans at the behest of the insurance companies so far, but really truly fair, something that will make no-fault sustainable in the long term and that is not going to drive doctors and hospitals away from wanting to provide medical treatment for auto accident victims. I think that would be a good start. I would love to see if we can empower our insurance commissioner to look into exactly what these insurance companies are making and just give Michigan the same power that they have in almost every other state in the country and say, okay, if we're going to legally force you to purchase insurance, then we're going to make sure that the prices aren't gouging consumers and that they're reasonable. Maybe you don't need to make 30% a year in profit margins, which is what I think we can extrapolate that they are.
And again, you're saying we have to extrapolate because
we have to extrapolate because they won't give us the data. I would love to see us end credit scoring. I do think it's a civil rights issue. It really bothers me. I think it has a disproportionate impact that really hurts the poor and the working poor and people and minorities in cities like Detroit. And I think if we do all those things, like I said, we might be able to have our cake and eat it too. We might be able to save no fault and keep the nation's best auto insurance system and lower the price for everybody at the same time. And wouldn't that be great?
Steve Gersten is a Detroit area attorney. Steve, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.